Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's show topic, you can just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for listening today. Now, right now, let's see. Let's get through these preliminaries before we get into the show. Let's see, today's word of the day is ACLAT, which is spelled E-C-L-A-T, ACLAT. ACLAT is a noun, and it means publicity or brilliance. And another meaning is brilliant or conspicuous success. Brilliant or conspicuous is éclat. Okay? I never heard of that word before, but I mean, that's no big deal, but I never heard of that word before, and that's the meaning of it, okay? So take it and run with it if you'd like, and stick it in your vocabulary bank and use it when fit. All right, let's see here. Today's weather right now is 92 degrees in the ATL. And we're looking at partly sunny skies right now. Probably we're going to have a thunderstorm at some point today. It's been raining in different areas all over the state, but it hadn't rained here yet. But they're saying it, you know, it should pop up any minute. We had a nice one yesterday. And it looks like tomorrow is going to be a thunderstorm. 88 degrees is our high tomorrow. And Saturday, we're looking at 84 degrees as our high and scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, 89 and partly cloudy. So don't let that discourage you guys from getting out in your yard or what have you and cranking up that barbecue grill. Don't let it discourage you, because it's not going to discourage me. If I want to grill, I'm going to grill. Y'all with me? So, I love it when people pop up those barbecue grills and get them going, right? I come through my neighborhood and I see smoke coming from the back of people's houses. And you can smell the grills going on the weekend, okay? So, again, guys, get out there and grill this weekend, and don't let a pop-up thunderstorm stop you, okay? So, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call in, guys. Let's talk, all right? Now, before I get into the show, I read a story about LeBron James from ESPN, so it's pretty credible that he has been taking some type of performance enhancing drugs, and the drugs that he's been taking are not banned by the NBA. But they're talking about banning the substance next year for the upcoming season, okay? So I don't know what's going to be the fallout from this, if anything, but he admitted to taking these drugs, but they weren't banned by the NBA, so I don't see where the problem is, okay? I know that we'll do this all the time, but if it's not banned by your employer, okay, then I guess it's okay until it's banned by your employer. All right. So I don't know what's going to come of that. I'll watch it, and I'll report to you guys if I get anything that comes up different. All right. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's show is entitled "The New Pokemon Go Game. Is it causing crime to skyrocket?" Okay. Now, we're going to discuss the growing problems behind the new Pokemon Go game on your cellular device that's causing crime to go through the roof. Now, I found this article from New York in the Reuters. On Reuters, this is a credible publisher, and I want to just touch a little bit on this subject and see. I know there are some people, there's been talk all around about using this, playing this Pokemon Go game, and I really don't get it. You know, I really don't get how this the whole thing works. Maybe some of you guys can call me and discuss it a little bit on the show. But we've been hearing about this Pokemon Go game, and it's a craze that's just going viral as fast as anything else. So here's the article, a piece of the article from Reuters. It says the Pokemon Go craze is blamed for several robberies of distracted mobile phone players, but the game's cartoon characters have also helped U.S. police improve strained community relations and even arrest wanted suspects. The app, created by mobile game developer such and such, is upending the world of gaming, getting players off the couch and walking outside to play. Staring at their phone screens, they search for virtual Pokemon characters that appear to pop up at office spaces, restaurants, museums, and other places. Players score points in various ways, including capturing the Pokemon characters with the flick of a finger on their phone screen. The game was the most downloaded free app on Apple's App Store, and Nintendo shares surged nearly 25% on Monday. Less than a week after launching in the United States, where it has drawn more than 7 million gamers to hunt virtual Pokemon, the game is also facing a backlash. Let's see. So it seems like what's happening is the game distracts, well, from what I know, the game distracts people because they're looking at their phones, of course, and they're walking somewhere trying to find this Pokemon so they can capture it. But I'm not sure how it appears. Okay, I don't have the app. I don't want the app. But, you know, what I wanted to get over to my listeners, to you guys, is that to be careful of it. Okay? If you're going to play the game, be conscious of your surroundings and what's going on. So many people starting to look at these phones and these apps and these playing these games, and they get so distracted that they get so wrapped up in the game or in that they don't pay attention to what's going on around them or their surroundings. I mean, and it's not like playing PlayStation at home or Xbox at home. You know, you have to get out and move around to find these Pokemon characters. And because of that, and I don't know how people are being robbed with this, but obviously they aren't paying attention to their surroundings, and people are taking their wallets and their purses and all kind of personal stuff, and I'm sure getting their money and even robbing them at gunpoint because they're not paying attention to their surroundings, and they end up somewhere where there are, you know, suspicious characters around. So all I'm saying is that you guys have to be careful. If you're going to download this app and play this game, be careful of what's going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And because of that, because of the way that the game is played and what you have to do to capture characters, makes it of no sense to me. Okay, if I'm going to play a game on my phone or, you know, have an app on my phone that lets me play a game, why do I want that game to, you know, what's so intriguing about the game to make you want to walk outside, walk through a park, walk into a museum or restaurant or whatever to find a Pokemon character? What sense does that make? That make very much sense to me. But maybe you guys can give me some insight on what's going on with the game. The reason maybe you play the game, or the reason that you downloaded it on your phone, I don't know. But again, if you do have this game and you need to really understand what's going on, and it seems like you can't just sit there and play it on your at home in your house. Okay, you have to get out and find these characters. So please be very careful with that game, because I don't want you guys to be a victim of an unscrupulous person, an unscrupulous criminal out there who wants to harm you or take something that you have that's valuable to you and him. Okay? That's my concern. I could care less about the game. I care about you guys and what's, you know, and your well-being and your safety. If this is a safety concern, and it has to be, this game may have to be taken out of service in the United States. I know it has, when I read the story, this app has gone crazy within the last week. And the game was put together overseas somewhere, and now it's finally hit the United States. And in less than a week, it has drawn more than 7 million gamers, okay? And that's really a high number in less than a week. But, you know, hey, people making money from it, okay? Apple's making money, Nintendo, and the people that own Nintendo shares. They say the Nintendo shares surged nearly 25% on Monday, okay? So, you know, what that means is that if you owned Nintendo shares, if you bought shares in Nintendo, in the company Nintendo, and let's say your shares were, you know, $75 a share, were worth $75 a share. Now, with the 25% increase, what would that make it worth now? It'd make it worth $100 per share. So, if you had 100 shares, then that means that 25% for you, in less than a week, your share check now would be $2,500. That's how much you'd get in a check in your account in less than a week if you own shares. That's how the thing works when you own shares in companies. Okay, when the stock goes up, that's how the stock market works. When it goes up and you own stock in this company or whatever, that makes you, that, you know, you just made money. Okay? When it goes down, you just lost money. All right? So that's the deal, you know. You can you make $2,500 for having 100 shares, and then you could turn around and sell your 100 shares for another, you know, money maker. And that's what makes the stock market so big. That's why people can make so much money in stocks. I'm not telling you to get in stock. I'm not telling you to go out and buy Nintendo shares or nothing like that. I'm just trying to, I'm always trying to educate my audience. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Guys, please, if you want, call in and press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air for your opinions or comments. Now, I also wanted to share something that I was reading about, because when I start reading about different things, I get into a lot of different articles. So I read another article about a police body camera that was released, body camera footage, video footage that was released from the police where they shot and killed an unarmed white man. Again, an unarmed white man. And I think this video is being put out there to kind of deflate what's going on in the community as far as the police and the black community, where police are killing black guys, black people, at alarming rates, and for apparently no good reason, all right? And this white guy was 19 years old, and but he was, from what I read, he wasn't doing the right thing. And the police asked him to get out of the car and get on the ground and put his hands behind his back. He got out of the car, but he didn't get on the ground. They say he reached into his glove box before he got out of the car. But then when he got out of the car, he put his right hand behind his back like he had a gun, and started walking towards the police instead of laying down on the ground. So if I was the police in that situation, yeah, I would have capped his ass too, okay? But as far as shooting him, because they didn't shoot him once, they didn't shoot him twice, they didn't shoot him 3 times, they didn't shoot him 4 times, they shot this guy 6 times. So I don't think that was necessary. I think that once you know, what happened to the, I got a question. What has happened to these stun guns that the police supposedly carry? These things that supposedly they put a charge in someone and bring them down and render them physically helpless. What has happened to those tools? What has happened to that piece of equipment that supposedly all police officers now carry? Because if I was a police officer and you were coming towards me with your hand behind your back, and I've told you to stop and lay down and put your hand behind your back or whatever. So I'm sorry, guys. I had a bit of technical difficulty right there. I don't know exactly what went on with the site there, but again, if I was a police officer, yeah, and you didn't do what I said and you seem to have a gun behind your back or whatever, I'm going to shoot. But I'm not going to shoot to kill you. I'm going to shoot to bring you down. And the way to bring you down is with anyone, is to shoot at their legs. If I shoot you in the knee or the foot, the thigh or whatever, you're going to go down. Okay, I believe. You're going to go down. And once you go down, now, if you continue to, which they say that this guy continued to reach in his behind his back into his waistband for what they thought was a gun, but he never had any kind of gun. And the guy also said he hated his life. So he seemed like he had some type of death wish. Okay, and he got his wish. But again, with the police, once you shoot someone in the leg and take them down, then the next thing to do is to shoot them with that stun gun to render them helpless. And then there's no way that he can pull anything. If he did have a gun, there's no way that he could reach in there and pull it out and shoot at you, because the stun gun renders you helpless for a few minutes before you get your strength back. So then you're able to apprehend the guy, put cuffs on him, and search him or whatever before he gets his strength back. That, you know, that's what I see as a method for police to be able to apprehend the suspect. Why do you have to shoot people and kill them? Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Seems like was what they're being taught. Shoot to kill. Okay? And now this young 19-year-old, his family are suing the police for wrongful death. They're suing the police department. They want millions of dollars. I don't know if they're going to get it because of the video and all. I don't know if they're going to get it. I didn't watch the video. I only read about it. So, I don't know. But with the guy that was the young black man that was killed in Minneapolis, I believe it is, by the police, the way that he was killed when he was in the car with his fiance being pulled over for a busted taillight or something. Now he and his family are being represented by the an Atlanta judge, Judge Hatchett. Now, you guys may know or may remember Judge Hatchett from the shows where she used to reprimand these kids. She was actually a juvenile court judge. She worked in the Fulton County Juvenile Court for years. And she actually worked with my wife's mother. My wife's mom worked for juvenile court for years, and then she retired quite a few years ago. But they worked together hand in hand. Her and Judge Hatchett worked together hand in hand back in the day at the old Fulton County Juvenile Court. And so she's taking on this case, and, you know, of course she believes that, you know, the police were wrong. And I guarantee you that they're going to get a lot of money. And even with that case, even with the guy in Minneapolis who had a busted taillight, if the police comes in and he's got his gun drawn or whatever, I don't know why he had his gun drawn for someone that had a busted taillight, but you got your gun out. Broad daylight. This is broad daylight. He shoot this guy and kill him. Broad daylight. You got your gun out. Why wouldn't you have your stun gun out? Okay? Or why would you shoot this guy in the chest instead of trying to aim for an arm or even a leg? Or even, you know, hey, stick the gun in the car and shoot him in the leg if he's doing something bad. Or don't even, you know, just use the stun gun and pop him with it from outside the car. Render him helpless. That's what those are for. So, you know, that's going to be, and the mayor of Minneapolis said this was strictly a racial. The cop was pulled him over for DWB, driving while black, and he said it was racially charged. The shooting was racially charged. Now, for the mayor to say that means that they interviewed this cop and that's what they found. Okay? Because I know after these shootings and stuff like that, they bring these cops in and sit them down and say, "Hey, what happened?" Because now you're gonna get this city sued for millions of dollars that they don't want to give up. So, you know, that's what's going on in that case. And I'm sure there are other folks who are being represented by lawyers and wrongful deaths and all this that will probably get money. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Thanks for listening in. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you tomorrow. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See you.
Double G. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down 5 more.